That looked good today. Anybody kill any more deer this week? I already heard about yours. I don't want to hear it again. The 8-point buck. You killed a 5-point. I don't want to hear any more. I saw one. Does that count?
No.
All right. Get where you can see. You can come over here. Maggie, I don't bite. One of the things I do every day when I'm at home in the morning is I read my Bible. And one of the things I also do periodically is I'll read a proverb a day. And like on Thursday was the 14th. And so on Thursday, I was reading my Bible and I underlined these verses. And, you know, I don't know why people read their Bibles. I read the Bible because I believe that's the way God speaks to me. And in Proverbs chapter 14, it said this. In verse 21, blessed are those who help the poor. And then in verse 31, it says, those who oppress the poor insult their maker, but helping the poor honors him. So I read that and on Thursday morning, and basically what God said to me through those two scriptures is, Bill, you were very, very blessed. You have plenty to eat. You have a warm house. And you need to be aware that not everybody at this point of their life is that fortunate. And so I came to church that day, and we had this request from the school to help people during Thanksgiving week by providing them food. And for the kids, for you guys. And I thought, man, that's cool. Because God told me this morning, I'm supposed to do this. If I can. And so I went that afternoon to Sam's. And look what I got. I got for breakfast a box of Pop-Tarts, which are my favorite. Brown, sugar, cinnamon. You know why I got those? Because that's what I would want to eat for breakfast. You know, the Bible talks about treating people in the way that you want to be treated. And I started thinking, if I didn't have money for food, I would hope someone would bring me some Pop-Tarts. So I went out to Sam's and I got a box of Pop-Tarts. And then I got also a box of crackers, peanut butter crackers, because I also like peanut butter crackers. And these are to give to some kids who need it. And what I want you to see is not having enough money or not having enough stuff. Everybody goes through that in life. Most people, not everybody. And it's okay. Because God has a plan. His plan is He tells those who have enough to share with those who don't. And here's the cool thing. He says, give them what you want. I didn't go look for the cheapest candy. I mean, not candy, a breakfast thing. I found what Bill Ashburn would like, and I got it. So that's why these are up here, and you don't get to eat it today. Y'all thought that was going to be your gift. But here's why. If God has given you the ability to help someone else eat, God honors that. You honor Him when you think about them. Okay? That's why I have Pop-Tarts, because I want some kid to enjoy what I would enjoy for breakfast. Okay? Let's pray. Father, help us to be that kind of Christian, the kind that cares about other people and gives to other people, not the cheapest thing, but the thing they would like. And Father, I pray for whoever gets to eat this during Thanksgiving week, that they will enjoy it. And help us to understand that you really like it when we take care of each other. And that's just part of being a part of your family. And we ask this in Jesus' name.